Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers, and tonight's conversation is with DJ Lavoie, director of HUD's REACT, and Barbara Burkhalter, the deputy director. And joining me is Barry Dennis. Well, we know that REACT is an e-business, and you've won an award from Government Executive Magazine. Could you tell us about that?
Happy to. The award recognized our excellence in creating a system by which we would electronically record the condition of properties. That sounds kind of technical, but the e-business in a bigger perspective is one that really tells the story of the new HUD and the REACT specifically. As in many parts of government, what the problem has always been is that we've known how to do the job, but we basically have done it using paper. And paper, by virtue of the volume and the handling and the logistics of it, picture a warehouse full of material provided every year, and then you have a question and you have to have a way of going back and retrieve from this warehouse, if you will, full of material, an answer. Knowing that that was a problem and knowing the business areas we had to do in being assessors, what we decided from the very beginning is that we would build our entire REACT using the e-commerce model, if you will, where everything is done on the internet using the electronic medium. And that's what we did from the beginning. And it has enabled us to be able to take data, reams and reams, if you will, that has now been put into, as I said, data warehouse format for us, and to do incredible amounts of analysis, accurate, reflective, portfolio management, et cetera. And I think, let me defer to Barbara at this point just to add to that, but this has been the part that has been the most successful for us, is creating this environment.
I guess I was thinking back to the very beginning when we first started looking at the systems, and at various times, as the systems didn't seem to be working perfectly, we were tempted maybe to use paper. I think several times along the way, someone would have wanted to use a piece of paper to do an inspection or to take the financial statements, and we had to resist that at every turn because the volumes and the management of that would have been impossible. So we have to insist on the electronic, even if it was harder than maybe we were able to handle at the time, and really push for it.
And that's certainly true. We have been tempted, although we have been able to avoid those temptations for the most part. The volumes I speak of in the data, I think just to make it relative for the audience, 40,000 physical inspections of 6 million units, 22,000 financial statements, many, many pages in each provided by CPAs, IPAs, etc., taking that in a standardized format and then coalescing it to get integrated risk analysis is what we're all about. And just look at it from the logistics side, it has to be electronic or it can't be done. But look at where it takes us in the future in terms of government, because we are really the model of what the future HUD needs to look like and other agencies of government. That same physical inspection that we won the award for is the same one now that the Department of Agriculture is getting ready to partner with us and start all their properties. And we are in consultation with the U.S. Marshals Service to start doing all of their properties using this electronic medium, and the IRS and their tax credit program. What does that say? It's a successful program, and all of government is understanding the importance of e-commerce in doing all of their transactions, in this case really e-business, business to business, using the electronic medium and all the things that it brings to the table.
And how did being in an e-business change the work? I get a sense, obviously, they went faster and easier, but how else did it change the work?
My first, and I'd once again come back, the first quick answer I'd come back with is it enabled us for the first time to able to do real-time analysis by enabling us to have visibility of the key factors.
But in terms of the employee and what the employee does differently, in the past, the employee would receive a hard copy or paper version of a set of financial statements. They would, on a back of an envelope, probably create some ratios typical to a banking industry, a quick ratio, a current ratio. And then they would maybe do something about that, all at their desk with paper, not understanding, and certainly people in headquarters wouldn't know anything about the results of that work, if they even did it or how they did it, all different formats. The opposite is everything electronic. The computer does the math, and the employees then do the specialized innovation to solve the problem, intervention to solve the problems. That's the big change in the work product.
Yeah, I have to bring in an additional point to go with that. And as you said, how does it change the work, which is really the fundamental piece that I kind of glossed over and I shouldn't, is that for the first time, a government, or any employee for that matter, is able to have all of the baseline analysis done for them. So what they can really focus on are the problems. We have basically removed all of the cursory work and gone down to hard analysis with all of the individual efforts being focused on that. And you can truly, for the first time, do good risk analysis because you can remove those non-problematics and focus your efforts on areas that, you know, are, in fact, in need of more human intervention. And, of course, quality assurance being the big part that we add to it all the time.
But even with a reduced workforce, if you're focusing on just the problems, you can actually have a reduced workforce and get more done
right.
if that 5% of the problems is your focus as opposed to the 100%.
True risk analysis, yeah.
Now, REACT's implementing an e-business approach, which is a new approach for everyone. Private sector, public sector, I mean, that is a new approach for everyone. Do you see any challenges that you're facing implementing it within a government context that are special to the government context that you don't see in the private sector? Do you think it's pretty much the same exercise?
By no means. In the private sector, and we do a lot of benchmarking, and I'm a member of CAMI, the Consortium of Advanced Manufacturers International, and two or three other professional organizations. And you probably know from your own professional background, from the time that you want to institute a change in the private sector to the time you have to put the change in place, usually you can count on 6 to 8 weeks is the time you meet the pace of business, if you will, and I'm talking modifications here, and a build is a little bit longer. In government, because of the contracting issues, because of the existing infrastructure, because of the requirements for efficiency and broad application, there's a much more difficult problem that you have to encounter in that you have an existing structure, if you will, a large moving train, and to get it to change directions, you have to put an incredible amount of personal effort into it to make it work.
On the people side, on the technology side, I'm not sure it is different. I suspect the private sector has the same problems with the internet access. I mean, that's one of the problems we have is our constituents are only moderately able to, use the internet. So we have to help them even acquire an internet service provider to use our data. So they're coming of age with us. The technology is very new, so we experience problems with its stability in terms of application software development. And then the infrastructure, I suspect a lot of private sector companies have mainframe systems that are still a little slower, a little older, a little more cumbersome to use, just like we do. So they may have the same problems too.
Well, great, and it's time for a break. We'll be right back with more of the Business of Government Hour.